Nick Collins? Yes, I think Nick's done a good job. I mean, it's a painful injury, and I look for him to go on Sunday. He's done a nice job. Derek Martin will he'll have the starting nod at safety. Well, he's done a good job. I mean, you could see that right away back in week one. His instincts and particularly his range in the back end. So I'm impressed with physically what he's done on special teams. Very bright. A lot of carryover from our language to his experience in Baltimore. So he is ready to go. Drama? Oh, then we're fine. Then we're fine. Yeah. Yes. Well, it's where it's connected on the bottom right here. I'm sorry, BJ. He practiced today. He tweaked his ankle at the end of practice yesterday. So I need to look at the film. I watched them live. We'll look at the film. I'll talk to Dom and Mike Targovac. So it's clearly a medical decision. If he's ready to, from a medical standpoint, to play. If not, it'll be another week. Well, I mean, two totally different injuries. Darren College had a foot sprain, and BJ has an ankle. And you know, a lot of times when you're dealing with sprains, it's they go through the rehab test and they look fine running and so forth. But it's different for an interior lineman when you're in there and you're pushing on 200-300 pound men, or they're pushing on you. So until I see him put his foot in the ground and turn and break and have the naturalness to his gait that he showed before, I don't think he's ready to play. I mean, every injury is different. Well, Brandon, from probably a lot like BJ, his is taking longer than probably he would like, and He practiced Wednesday and couldn't go yesterday. So, I mean, he definitely took a step back. You know, as far as the two halfbacks, we're going to be working John Kuhn as our third ball carrier. So we feel like we're covered there. Went inside for, a number of different reasons. The field turf, the crowd noise, it's different inside than outside. And also the fact that we're playing in the dome. Yes, Quinn took a lot of reps today, just in case Corey is not ready to go. So Corey Hall will be a game time decision. So, what do I think I can get out of him? Well, he's ready to play. All the normal down and distance stuff. I mean, third down, I don't foresee him being in there. But we expect him to go and contribute in the base offense and some of the situation offense, and also play some of the special team segments. Locked and loaded. Did you time that up right there?
How do you approach after a game like that?
Okay.
You kind of light them up on Monday, and then if the week goes on, you can focus off of that. I mean, you have to do a little fire and brimstone at some point during the week after.
I think it matters on how you feel. And how you think the pulse of your football team is. I don't prescribe to a book. I don't look at an outline to follow. I conduct my meetings. I do my most vocal and direct communication in the team meeting room. I feel that's the most productive for myself. I have everybody's complete attention in there, and I trust my gut, and I trust how I view the pulse of the team. So. How it played out this week, Monday, they know exactly how I felt after the game. Sunday, right after the game, and carried that message through Monday, and went through specifically what needed to change. And from there, you know, Wednesday, I felt it was more important to get back to talk about us. You know, I think a lot of times, particularly coming in these type of settings, dealing with the media, you know, everybody wants answers to their questions, and there's an attempt to ride a roller coaster. That's not the view of the football team, regardless of how it's written or perceived outside the building. So I hope I am communicating that properly without any emotion, because I'm not disagreeing with you here, Jason. I'm just have a different view than yours. But it's important for our football team to stay on track. We did some things last week that we feel we could do a lot better. I think it's very obvious. So it's important for them to have clear communication, simple communication, because I think it's like anything in life. You get too many opinions, you overanalyze things, it eliminates progress. And we're all about progress. Number one, winning and making progress. That'll never change as long as I'm the head coach. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, I frankly want to talk about St. Louis. You guys want to talk about Cincinnati. I mean, I just took it as an opportunity to change the subject. I'm sorry that I'm not just.
Can I ask you about the offensive line stepping up to the challenge?
Absolutely. You know, but you want to live yesterday. I want to talk about today. Let's talk about the game. Anything else about the game? No? All right. Thanks.